watch and money and a porn.
Okay. Well, I walked through before and the davening was already finished. So, Tav Samach Beis. Samach Beis. We finished yesterday about halfway down Amud Aleph, where it says Amar Rav Yehuda Oif Hamisarit. Yeah? So Oif Hamisarit means that he, Misarit means it scratches, means that he, so we talked about a bird of prey. So he says that if you, so there's prey where the bird rips apart the other bird, and then there's just the one where he, when he eats, he scratches it. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher l'taras ha-metzorah. Basically means, so when a metzorah finishes being a metzorah, so in the purification process, he has to bring two birds, and one of them is shechted, and they sprinkle the blood, and the other one is sent away free. That's the process for a taras ha-metzorah. So he says, this is, so it says there, the tziporim, shtei tziporim, so this is, this, it's kosher to be one of the birds. In other words, it's a kosher bird. Vezuhi sanunis levana. That is the definition of the bird called sanunis levana, shenechleku bo Rabbi Elazar v'chachamim. Yesterday, if you remember, we had an argument when we had the word luminoi. Yeah, it's called Eirev Luminoi. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, that included this Savnunis Levana to say that it's not kosher. And we said the Chachamim said that, yeah, what are you talking about? Everyone in Galil eats it. So they said it is kosher. So that was the argument. So Rabbi Yehuda says, what's the definition of a Savnunis Levana? Is a bird that's Misari, that pulls the meat. Now, Omar Ameymar. So Ameymar comes up with an interesting twist on this. Ameymar says, Bechivra kreisa, if it's a savnunis levona, levona means white, so it implies that there's some whiteness somewhere. So he says like this, if it's got a white stomach, kuli alma lo pligi de sharia. Everybody agrees that that is permitted. That's kosher. Ke pligi bir diroika kreisa. The argument is about a green stomached savnunis. Rabbi Elazar asked Rabbanon Sharva. This is where Rabbi Elazar says it's forbidden, and the Chachamim say it's okay. The Hilchas like Rabbi Elazar, the Halach is like Rabbi Elazar that it's no good. So that's who said that? A Meimar. Marzutra Masni Hacha. Marzutra says a slightly different twist. And he says, "Bid the Eroika Kresa Kuli Yamal Le Pligi the Osir." Everybody agrees with a green stomach that it's no good, that it's not kosher. Ki Pligi Bid the Chivra. On the contrary, not that everyone agrees with the white one, but the white one is where they argue. Bid the Chivra Kresa. Rabbi Elazar asks Rabbanan Sharu VeHilchos Karabbanan, and the Halacha is like the Chachamim. So, either way, if you look at a Meimar or Marzutra, you're going to end up with that the white one is kosher and the green one's not. Yeah. The only argument is who said what. Where do they argue? Where they don't argue? The halacha they agree on. Yeah. They permit the white bellied savnunis. So the Gemara says, let's work out if we can who is right. Bishlam alaman dama bechiver kreis apligi. If they argued about the white-bellied savnunis, is high. Well, they said, well, obviously, well, they used this word savnunis levona, but nobody knew what a savnunis levona is. Yeah? So a Meimar says savnunis levona means, from the country of the moon. So Rav Meimar says that when they argued about Savnunis Levona, they didn't really mean a white one. They meant a green one. Yeah? And the white one, everyone agrees, is kosher. And Marzutra says, no, they argued about the white one, and the green one, everyone agrees, is not kosher. Yeah? So the Yoroika is green. Yoroika is green. He says yellow. I'm not responsible for what he says. Is so the Gemara as Bishlama? Where am I? Bishlama, I'm a bechivra kreis apligi. It makes sense to say they argue about the white-bellied one, because Hana the Katani Zui Savnunis Lavana. So it makes sense because it says that this is white. That's why it says Lavana, because it's white. Eleman Doma Bidireka Pligi. But if they're arguing about a green-bellied bird, is my Zui Savnunis Lavana? How can you call it Lavana if it's green? Yeah. And for answer, the Gemara Lafuki the Bati the Ukmasa. If you have the one that lives in a house, these birds lived in the walls of houses apparently. They made their nests inside the walls of the house. And they are black. So compared to black, green is white. You follow the logic, yeah? So when they said it's white, what they really meant is not black. So that's why they called it Lavona. Okay. Amar Rachba, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Tassil is a kind of a dove. Is posel mishum toirin. So we remember we learned before that for a bird karbonis, so we had toirim and bnei yoina. What does that tell you? That a toir is an adult and a ben yoina is a child. The ben yoina has to be under the age of 2, and the toir has to be over the age of 3. And we said tchila satzia bezev is no good. Teenagers, birds, is no good for either of them, right? So he says that a tassil has a din like a dove. That therefore, when it gets to the age where he wants to treat it like a pigeon and say, oh, it's an old one like a pigeon, so then it would be no good. Yeah, because it's not a pigeon. Because mishum b'nei yoina, if he brings it at a young age, like you normally do for doves, then it's kosher. That is a thing called a tassil, is a kind of dove. Then we have atzifi. Tzifi, which is another kind of, which is a kind of pigeon, v'toirin shal rachba, and pigeons of rachba, that was what they were called, rachba pigeons. Yeah? Is ksheri mishum toirin. So they are considered pigeons. Upsulim mishum b'nei yoina, but they're no good if you bring them when they're too young at a normal age. That for a ben yoina is no good. Okay, Masiv Rav Daniel Barav Katina. What's going on over here? He asked a question. Kol ha'ofos on the page. Put what previous one?
White or yellow? So they drop it in the middle.
What happened? No, they said, look, the halacha, everybody agreed. The white-bellied savnunis is kosher, and the green-bellied savnunis is not kosher. Everybody agreed on that. The only argument is, what did they argue about? Got it? So they argue about what they argued about. But the fact is that halacha, both Amemar and Marzutra agree, the white-bellied savnunis is kosher, the green-bellied savnunis is not kosher. Savnunis is a bird. No one really knows what it is. A scratching bird, but who knows? Okay, we're down near the bottom here. Sorry?
Here, Kaha.
Yeah. Okay, so we are saying now, if you look at the third line of the bottom on Samach Beis, that Sifi, which Rashi is a kind of pigeon, and Torin Shal Rachba is a Rachba pigeon, they're both pigeons.
The word Sifi does not appear in the third line.
I didn't realize it was Tzipi. The Tzipi bird. The Tzipi bird and the Rachba pigeon are both pigeons. And therefore the Ksherin Rishum Toirin. If you bring them with the laws of pigeons, that has to be old. If you remember, we learned about Kabonis, that pigeons have to be old and doves have to be young. And if you swap, it's no good. There's age limitations, and the teenagers is no good for both, yeah, if you remember. So toirin, so the tzipis and rachba pigeons have to be old, like pigeons. And psulim mishum b'nei yoina, if you bring them at the normal age of Bnei Yonah, which is young, it's no good. So that's what Rav Yehuda, who said that? Rav Yehuda said it. Is Masir Rav Daniel Barav Katina. So Rav Daniel Barav Katina asked a question on him. It says that Kol Ha'ifais on the page are poislin b'mei chatos. Every bird, if it drank from, so you had water that you had prepared for the paraduma. So the water for the paraduma, first of all, it has to be not diluted with bird saliva. And secondly, it can't have been, you can't have work done with it. If somebody used that water for something and then threw it back in the bowl, it's no good. It has to be unadulterated, unused, pure water. So what happens if you had the water sitting there and a bird came along and thought it was the bird, what's it called, the bird thing, where the birds come to drink from. So the birds came along. Any bird that drank from your mechatas bowl, poislim mechatas, they make it no good. Chutz min hayona, except for a dove, mipnei shemoytzetzes, because when a dove drinks, it sucks it up. All the other birds take a big gulp, and then whatever is too much for them, it drips back into the water. Yeah. So therefore, the bird, when it took a drink, some bird saliva got mixed in, and it's now in there, and the paraduma water is no good. But a dove is very elegant, so when he drinks, he just sucks exactly what he's drinking, and doesn't adulterate the water that's left behind. Yeah? So that's so the Mishnah says clearly it's only the dove. That's the only exception. So according to what Rabbi Yehuda said before, he said before, talked about a thing called a tasil. Ve'im isa, if Rabbi Yehuda was correct, lishne chutz meyayna v'tasil. You wanted to say that a tasil is like a dove. It's a sort of a dove, and it's kosher at the age of a dove. So probably it should be kosher if it drank from the paraduma water as well. Why isn't it mentioned there? Is Omar Rav Zeira? So Rav Zeira said, just because it's like a dove doesn't mean it's exactly the same. What's the difference? Ze moititzumeki, the tasil, when he, even though he sucks, because he's dovish, yeah. So even though he sucks the water, but he still spits some out, yeah. And ze moititzveinumeki, the dove sucks it and also doesn't spit it out. So they're very similar species, but there is one difference between them. Amar Rav Yehuda, then Rav Yehuda said, Hani kufshani tzutzaina. So they are tzutzi pigeons. Kufshana means pigeons in Aramaic, and tzutzaina is just, that's the name of the place. They come from tzutzi. Yeah, so the tzutzi pigeons, ksherim legabim mizbeach, they are kosher. They are proper pigeons, like all teirim that we bring on as a korban. V'hein hein teirin shal rachba. They are also known as rachba teirin, which we mentioned on the previous page. Okay, that's just different identification of different birds. So Rabbi Yehuda says these are all kosher. Very nice. Meisavei, so the Gemara asked a question to Rabbi Yehuda. You're calling them tzutzi pigeons and rachba pigeons. That means they're not just pigeons. They've got a side name. They've got what we call a shem levoy. It's like it's got another adjective going with it. Yeah, descriptive name. Yeah. So according to you, one second. Let's look at the ezoiv. Ezoiv. The Torah tells you there are certain things for which you have to use ezoiv. One of them is for the taras hamitzora, for example. Yeah. Ezev is, they translate Ezev as hyssop, yeah? When I was a kid, it was called moss, but then they changed to hyssop when that scroll came along. It's a sort of like a fungus that grows, the place in Shvos. It's used for the paraduma, it's used for the Taras HaMetzora. So the Torah says you got to use Ezev. Okay. But loy Ezev Yovan, you can't use Greek Ezev. The loy ezev kuchli, you can't use kuchli ezev, whatever that is. The loy ezev romi, you can't use Roman ezev. The loy midbori, you can't use desert ezev. In short, loy kol ezev sheyesh leshem levoy, any ezev that has an accompanying name that says it's not just hyssop, it's this type of hyssop, that type of hyssop, it's not just hyssop, then it's no good. 62b. We're up to here. They challenge this, so it says you can't have any one of these azovs, anyone appearing on the top line, any azov that has another name is no good. So we're trying to extrapolate. What's the question? That the Torah says that you can bring for a korban a pigeon. It doesn't say a tutsi pigeon. It doesn't say a rachpa pigeon. It just says pigeon. Yeah? So the Gemara is assuming, just like when the Torah said to bring azov, it has to be regular azov, not some kind of a fashionable exotic azov. So the Gemara is assuming that the same thing, the Torah says to bring for a korban a pigeon, then it doesn't mean a rachpa pigeon or a tzotzi pigeon or a carrier pigeon or a racing pigeon. It just means a pigeon. Yeah, no other descriptions. Oh, so the question is, what does it really mean? Anyway, so that's the question. The Gemara assumed that it should be no good because it's not just called a regular pigeon. And Zomar Abaya, so Abaya answers, Kol shenishtana shemoy kodem matan Torah, if you have things where the names were already sort of fixed before Matan Torah. The time the Torah was given, there was Ezev, and there was Ezev Yavon, and there was Ezev Remi, and there was all this sort of stuff, apparently. V'hikpida Torah alav, and the Torah was makbi, the Torah was punctilious. So yet, then, that it has to not have any spare names, is Yesh L'Shem Levoi Posel. So then, if it has some other accompanying name, it's no good. Yeah, because the Torah always says just Ezov. And by the time of Matan Torah, there were already other Ezovs that had other names. And the Torah only says Ezov, so it's a Dafke, only Ezov. But Hani, all of these other pigeons, at the time of Matan Torah, they were just pigeons. They hadn't dreamed up all of these sort of minority groups, you know, where they identity politics. The pigeons hadn't started identifying themselves. I'm a tutsi pigeon, and I'm a rachpa pigeon, and I'm a this, that, and the other. They were all happy just to be pigeons. Yeah, there's leinishtan shmom kodem matan Torah. The time of Matan Torah, they were all just pigeons. Pigeons are pigeons. It's only later they started playing identity games, and therefore, when the Torah said a pigeon, it included all of these things, because their whole identity didn't exist in those times. Okay, so that's Abaya's answer. Rava Amar, Rava says it's much more simple. Hani kufshini tzutzaina, those tzutzi pigeons, be asrayu, if you go to tzutzi and you ask the pigeon, stavakari luhu, they just call themselves pigeons. Yeah? If you go somewhere else, they'll go, oh, he's a pigeon from tzutzi. But if you're in tzutzi, they're not going to say, I'm a pigeon from Tutsi. They're going to say, I'm a pigeon, because that's where they live. Yeah, so it's not like it's a different species or some kind of a thing. It's just that that's where they come from. So they're called without any Shem Levoi. They don't have any spare name, and therefore it's kosher. Okay, Omar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, Hani Karzi de Bechilfi, you have grasshoppers that live in the fields, are in the, amongst the grass, is sharu, they are permitted. Or the bekarbi, the one that lives in the cabbage patch, asiri, they're no good. So when you go out looking for your locusts, see where they are, and you'll know if they're kosher or not. Omar Ravina says those cabbage ones that are forbidden, it's not just that they're forbidden like a chumrah, that we don't know whether it's kosher or not, so we'll be on the safe side and we'll say it's not kosher. No, Ravina says, Malkinan alayu, if someone ate one, we'll give him Malkus. Mishum sheretz ha'oif, because he's eaten what's called a sheretz ha'oif. A flying rodent is called a sheretz ha'oif in the Torah. That's not allowed to eat it. So he says, you give him Malkus, that means it's definitely osur. You can't give somebody Malkus unless he's transgressed something for sure. If it's only a maybe, you can't whack somebody because maybe he did something wrong. So he says, we're definitely sure that that one is no good, and so we're so sure that we would give somebody Malkus for eating it. V'yama Rav Yehuda says, a tzrada is permitted, and a brada is not permitted. These are different kinds of birds. I don't know what they are, but these are the names that they had, And it's just identifying, if you're interested, that a tzarda is kosher, a barda is not kosher. If you want to remember, they sound similar, tzarda, barda. If you want to remember which one's which, then go bar mine. Bar, the word bar means excluded, outside. Yeah, like brisa, outside, yeah? Bard, yeah, like English bard, yeah? So therefore, the one that's barda is barred, so you can't eat it. So if you want to remember which one's which, barda is barred and tzarda is kosher. Marda, the third friend, there was tzarda, barda, and marda, yeah? So marda is a sveika. That one we're not sure about. Okay.
One kosher,
yeah, so there's three friends, barda, tzarda, and marda. One is kosher, one's not kosher, and the other one we're not sure. Amar Ravasi. Ravasi said, Shmoina Sveikasim. There are eight birds that we are in doubt if they're kosher or not. And here they are. Chuva, Chuga, Suga, Harnuga. That's four. Tushlami, Marda, Kachilna, and Barnafcha. Yeah, it's all birds.
These birds are what? Forbidden?
No, these are Sveikas. We're not sure about them. Marda was a doubt. It's the same Marda. Yeah, it all hangs together. It's a different person talking, so if he'd argued, he would be able to argue, but he agrees. Marda was, Rabbi Yehuda said, was in doubt, and this one also is in doubt. So those eight are in doubt. Why are they in doubt? We already worked out, how do you tell whether a bird's kosher or not? We had these signs to look for. Yeah, we said the 23 that were in the Chumash are exceptions, and otherwise, if it's got one kosher sign, yeah, so the eagle has no kosher signs, any other bird that has one kosher sign, as long as it's not one of the 23 listed, is kosher. So why are you in doubt? My svekayu. So he answers, I'll tell you why they're in doubt. Because oifes tahorim, one of the signs that could make a bird kosher is kurkuban niklaf, that the stomach, the digestive stomach, has a peel on it that you could peel off. Yeah, it's like a membrane that grows, you could peel off. Utzmeim, unkosher birds, and kurkubana niklof. Yeah, we said they don't have this membrane to peel off on the stomach. So what's the story with these eight? Vahani, kurkubana niklof pesakina. They have a covering that you could peel, but only with a knife. It's not easily peeled. You need a knife to cut it off. So they weren't sure, does that count as a peelable membrane because you need a knife, or does it not count? So that's what the suffix is, yeah? Because you can get it off, but it's not just easy to peel it off with your hands. Freddy Gemara, why is that a doubt? V'ha'ahi bar avza d'hava b'mar shmuel. There was a sort of a kind of a duck in the house of Shmuel, hanging around at Shmuel's house. And I guess they decided to eat it, and otherwise I wouldn't have been able to start peeling his stomach because he would have to be dead to get the stomach out. When they were checking the bird for kosherness, they found that they couldn't peel off this thing. So they thought, oh, this one is a chvesa. It's not a real duck. It's a fake duck. It walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, but it doesn't have a kurkuban like a duck, so they decided it must be not kosher. But one second, Shmuel said, hang on, put it out in the sun and see what happens. We came into Rafi, they put it out in the sun, and it softened in the sun, and then they could peel it. So they said, aha, kosher. So therefore, what are you telling me, that if it's just because it has to be using a knife? Because you can only peel it with a knife, therefore maybe it's not kosher. Shmuel also had a duck that he couldn't peel, and he said, you know what, put it out in the sun, it'll soften up and you'll be able to peel it. So that means it doesn't have to be peelable just as is. You can do tricks to make it peelable. So then a knife should be also okay. What's the problem? Should be okay. Yes. Answer the Gemara, Hassam, in the case of Shmuel's duck, ki Rafi, once it did get soft in the sun, iklif biyoda, but then they could peel it properly with their hands, no problem.
They didn't want to keep one duck as a pet.
They did. Maybe they had another duck as a pet. But hacha, with the case of these eight doubtful birds, afal gaf de rafi, even if you soften it, le miklef ala besakina, you'd still need a knife. Yeah? So if you can put it in the sun and it becomes soft, you can peel it by hand, then it's kosher. That's fine. But if no matter how much you softened it, you'd still need a knife, then we're not sure whether that's good enough or not. Okay, Amar Abaya. Abaya says, Tarnagoyla da Agma, the swamp chicken, is Chad Mishvonis Fekas Hu. It's one of those eight. Vahainu Mardu. Oh, that's a friend, Mardu. Mardu, Mardu was one of the three friends.
Murder.
Mardu, Mardu was one of those Fekas. He says, one of them is that chicken, the swamp chicken. He's one of the Fekas. We don't know whether it's kosher or not. Obviously not the same as a normal chicken, a swamp chicken. Omer Rav Papa, Tarnagoyla da Agmasir. Rav Papa says no. Rav Papa says a chicken swamp is... Chicken swamp? Swamp chicken. The swamp chicken is no good. Swamp chicken is no good. Tarnagoyla da Agma, but a hen, the female, a female chicken in the swamp, is shari, is permitted. So obviously not the same species. It doesn't just mean a male chicken and then a female chicken. It must be that what's called a swamp chicken, or sorry, it should really be a swamp rooster. Let's be specific here. A swamp rooster is treif, and a swamp hen is kosher. But obviously they're not married to each other, because then you can't have one kosher and one not kosher. V'simona, how do I remember which one's kosher, which one's not kosher? So he says one is male and one is female. So if you remember, amoini v'loy amoinis, the din is that someone from the nation of Amon is not allowed to marry into the community. Yeah, Layove Amoni Mikal Hashem. And we learn from that that why? Because they didn't, when the Jews were coming out of Egypt, they wouldn't give them water and bread. So it says an Amoni is not allowed to marry in. But we learn Amoni is male. But we say Amoni Veloy Amoinis. A male Amoni is not allowed to marry in, but a female from that nation is allowed to marry in. And they said, now Moav is different. There's Amon and Moav. There's two different nations, right?
But both of them,
both of the same rules. Yeah, yeah. Amon and Moav are the same rules. And we said also Moav is below Moav. That's why Rus was allowed to convert and David HaMelech was kosher. Yeah, that's right. So it's the same thing with the Amonis. And the reason given, Rashi brings it here, because the reason is because they didn't provide you with food and drink. That means they didn't open up the shops. Who owns the shops? In those days, it was only men who had the shops. The women wouldn't have been out there anyway. So we assume that the guilty party was the men. So the men, the punishment is they can't marry in, but the women is okay. Anyway, what's all that got to do with it? That's a sign that the male is no good and the female is good. So the same thing with the swamp chickens. The male is not kosher and the female is kosher. How about that? You go and tell your wife that the swamp chickens. For kaporis, they're not swamp chickens. For kaporis, who knows? Don't ask hard questions. I don't know. Who knows? Darash Mareimar. Mareimar taught Tarnagolta de Agma Asira. The same. No, he taught that a female, even the female one in the swamp, is not kosher. Not like Rav Papa just said. Why did he decide it was not kosher? Chazuha the Dars of Achla, because he says they saw that it was praying. We said a bird of prey is not kosher. They saw like the shalom with this turkey. They saw that that this chicken was attacking another bird and eating it. So they said, well, it must be. It's not kosher. It's bird. It's prey. Vahainu girusa, and that is what's called a girusa. That's another name. If you're a bird expert and you want to know all the names, so that's what that one is. Okay. Omar Rav. Rav says, Ashever Andrafta, that's another bird, don't ask me what it is. Ashever Andrafta is shari, is permitted. A Piruz Andrafta, but his brother Piruz, is osur, is forbidden. If you want to remember which one of these Andraftas is kosher, Simonach Piruz Rishia. Piruz is wicked. They had a guy living in their community called Piruz, and everyone knew he was a Rosha. So he said, if you want to remember the birds, the bird that's named after him is Treif, and the other one is kosher. Can you imagine? That's how they remembered which bird was kosher, which one wasn't. If it sounded like a guy they didn't like, so then he was not kosher. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Bunya, again, more names of birds. Bunya, Shari, Bunya is permitted. Prua, Prava, whatever, is Osir. V'simonach pru amgusha. Amgusha is someone who does black magic, yeah, mechashif, like the chatumim in Egypt, yeah. So he says there was a guy hanging around. Oh, there was a guy called Prua. He actually built the Lishka space of Parva in the Beis Hamikdash, but he was a black magician. So if you want to remember which one is not good, it's the one that does kishuf. The one that does magic is no good. Omar of Papa, Mardu. Oh, we're back to Mardu again. Okay, so Mardu, if you remember, was one of those doubtful ones. Yeah. So he says there's a twist to it. Mardu Zogid Va'ochil. There's one Mardu which is called Mardu Zogid Va'ochil. So he is sorry, he is permitted. Zagid Va'ochil is also, but that one is no good. Now, what's Zagid means to stand straight, and Zagid means to bend down, to bow down. So he says the one that's called straight, eats standing up is kosher. The one that eats bowing down is not kosher. V'simonach, to remember which one is no good. Don't bow down to foreign gods. So the bowing down one is, bowing down is no good. Yeah, just like bowing down to foreign gods is no good, the bird that bows down when he eats is also no good. The Mardu bird. So according to Rav Papa, it's not one of the doubtful ones. It's just you have to know whether he eats standing up or bowing down. Omar Shmuel, Shasya Chamra Asira. That's another bird. Literally it means the wine drinker. It was a bird that was called a wine drinker bird. It is forbidden. If you want to remember, Simonach Shtuyayim Psulin LaVoida. To remember that, just remember that a Kohen who's drunk wine is not allowed to go and do the Voida in the Beis HaMikdash. So that means drinking wine is no good for that. So the bird that drinks wine is also no good. If you have a drunk, oh, I don't want to go there. Okay. V'yomar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Mazga Chamra Sira. The word mazga means diluting. So they used to dilute the wine. They used to get very strong wine, and they put water in it to make it drinkable. So there was a bird called mazga chamra. That is forbidden. But top of the page, the bas mazga chamra, which if you translate it literally, it means the daughter of the mazga chamra. These are just names that birds had. Yeah, it doesn't mean that this one was the daughter of that one. You can't have a mother's kosher, mother's not kosher and the daughter's kosher. But the names sounded like one is the daughter of the other. The bas mazga chamra is sharia is permitted. The simonach, if you want to remember which one is kosher, which one's not kosher, remember the saying yofa koyach habein mikoyach av, that the son has more strength than the father. The kids always are, you know, winning against the parents, you know. So the bas, the one that's called with the name bas mazga chamra, is the kosher one. So it's better than the mazga chamra, which sounds like its mother, which is not kosher. Okay, we can stop. We can stop over here. Sorry?
Big doctor.
Yeah, but I think it's... I don't think it's hard. I haven't looked at it yet to be truthful, but I think it's...
I think here Wednesday morning, right?